Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, JFK and RFK's Secret Battle Against Zionist Extremism, The Documentary Evidence by Ken McCarthy presents a focused argument about the Kennedy administration and its alleged behind the scenes confrontation with militant or extremist political Zionist networks. Framed as an evidence-driven investigation, the book emphasizes government records, historical reporting, and declassified or publicly accessible documentation to reconstruct a contentious policy arena in the early 1960s. McCarthy positions John F. Kennedy and Robert F. Kennedy as political figures who, in his telling, pursued law enforcement and national security scrutiny of organizations and fundraising pipelines connected to foreign influence concerns. The book also situates these disputes within the broader Cold War context, when U.S. leaders balanced domestic politics, Middle East diplomacy, and intelligence priorities. Readers can expect a polemical but document-oriented narrative that aims to connect administrative actions, legal pressure, and political backlash, while inviting the audience to re-examine familiar Kennedy-era history through a narrower and more controversial lens. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing the Kennedy era through a single hidden conflict. A central topic is the book's attempt to reframe the Kennedy years around a specific and often under-discussed conflict, the idea that JFK and RFK confronted forms of Zionist extremism as a matter of domestic security and foreign policy integrity. Rather than treating Middle East issues as a background theme, the narrative elevates them into a driver of internal U.S. power struggles. The author emphasizes the importance of distinguishing between mainstream Jewish life, ordinary support for Israel, and the book's narrower focus on militant or coercive political activity. This framing is crucial because it sets the terms for how readers interpret subsequent claims about pressure campaigns, legal maneuvering, and intelligence monitoring. The topic also highlights how historical interpretation can shift when one chooses a different organizing thread instead of civil rights, Cuba, or Vietnam being the dominant lenses. The book encourages a view that foreign influence concerns and extremist networks shaped key decisions. Even readers who disagree with the thesis can use this section as a guide to the book's approach. It is less a general biography and more a case file style argument that a particular conflict mattered more than commonly acknowledged. Secondly, documentary evidence as a method and a persuasion strategy. Another important topic is how the book leans on documentary evidence as both method and rhetoric. By foregrounding publicly available records, official correspondence, and historical documentation, the author signals that the case should be evaluated like an investigation rather than a speculative theory. This approach matters because the subject is politically charged and easily mischaracterized, so the promise of documentation functions as an invitation to verify claims. The book implicitly asks readers to pay attention to paper trails who wrote what, which agencies acted, what legal tools were used, and how timelines align. It also raises a broader question about historical proof standards. Even when documents exist, interpretation remains contested, and the book pushes readers to consider how selective citation, context, and inference can shape conclusions. The documentary style can be useful to readers who want starting points for further research because it points toward concrete items and institutional actors rather than relying solely on anecdote. At the same time, the topic encourages critical reading, assessing provenance, corroboration, and whether a document supports the weight of the argument being placed on it. In this way, the evidence-driven posture becomes a major theme of the reading experience. Thirdly, RFK, law enforcement tools, and the question of foreign influence, the book places Robert F. Kennedy at the center of operational pressure, portraying the Attorney General role as a lever for investigating organizations seen as crossing legal or security lines. This topic explores how a Justice Department can apply statutes, registration requirements, and investigatory authorities to groups suspected of acting as foreign agents or facilitating illicit activity. In the early 1960s context, concerns about foreign influence were not abstract. The Cold War created heightened sensitivity to covert funding, propaganda, and transnational networks. The narrative suggests that RFK pursued enforcement or scrutiny that triggered political pushback, making the story partly about the limits of lawful state power when it collides with powerful constituencies. Readers are prompted to think about the boundary between legitimate activism and unlawful coercion, and about how governments decide what constitutes extremism. The topic also touches the ethics of state surveillance and prosecution. If authorities investigate political groups, the risk of overreach exists, yet failing to investigate real criminality carries its own costs. By emphasizing RFK's actions, the book encourages a case study discussion how law enforcement priorities are set, how evidence thresholds are established, and how political consequences can shape what a department can sustainably pursue. Fourthly, JFK, Middle East policy, and domestic political constraints. A fourth topic is the intersection of presidential foreign policy aims with domestic political constraints. The book links JFK's leadership to disputes involving Middle East strategy, U.S. credibility, and relationships with allies. While arguing that domestic lobbying and extremist-aligned pressure complicated the administration's room to maneuver, this theme is relevant because it illustrates a common presidential dilemma: pursuing a coherent foreign policy while managing intense internal politics, fundraising ecosystems, and media narratives. The author presents the conflict as one where policy disagreements could escalate into questions of intimidation, influence operations, or reputational attacks. From a historical perspective, this topic invites readers to revisit how administrations weigh competing priorities, alliance management, non-proliferation fears, regional stability, and electoral realities. It also underlines that foreign policy is not made only in diplomatic cables, but also in domestic arenas, including Congress, advocacy organizations, and intelligence assessments. Whether or not a reader accepts every linkage suggested, the topic provides a framework for examining the Kennedys as political actors operating within constraint, attempting to assert state authority and policy direction amid organized resistance. The larger takeaway is that even charismatic presidents face structural limits when contentious foreign policy issues become domestic power struggles. Lastly, contested history. Assassination era suspicion, and how narratives form. The final major topic is how the book's thesis sits within a broader landscape of contested Kennedy era history, where assassination-related suspicion and unresolved questions often shape public interpretation. By presenting a secret battle narrative, the book participates in an ongoing debate about hidden motives, institutional conflicts, and suppressed stories. This matters because readers bring different priors to such material. Some are wary of any claim that connects policy disputes to later violence, while others see patterns of retaliation and cover-up as plausible. The book encourages attention to chronology, motive, capability, and documentary traces, which are the basic tools used to build or challenge causal narratives. It also highlights a sociological phenomenon: once an interpretation is framed as suppressed truth, readers may either lean in or dismiss it outright, sometimes without doing the slower work of evaluating sources. This topic, therefore, becomes a lesson in historical reasoning. How do we distinguish between a persuasive compilation and a definitive demonstration? How do we avoid conflating criticism of extremist tactics with hostility toward an entire community? And how should responsible readers handle emotionally charged political material? Regardless of conclusions, the book can serve as a prompt to practice disciplined skepticism, source checking, and careful separation of evidence from inference. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers interested in Kennedy-era political history, intelligence and law enforcement history, and the ways domestic advocacy and foreign policy can collide. It may also appeal to researchers who like argument-driven nonfiction that points toward documents, agencies, and timelines rather than relying purely on memoir or sweeping generalization. The potential life benefit is not only learning a controversial historical claim, but sharpening skills for evaluating charged political narratives, weighing documentation, checking whether interpretations match what records can actually support, and separating criticism of extremist tactics from broad cultural or religious stereotyping. If you read it with a critical mindset, it can improve your ability to analyze influence, power, and institutional constraint in modern politics as well. Compared to many similar books that lean heavily on insinuation or secondhand retellings, this one differentiates itself by presenting the story as a documentary evidence case and by concentrating on a specific alleged conflict rather than covering every Kennedy controversy at once. That narrow focus can make the argument clearer and easier to test. For buyers, the value is in having a structured, source-oriented narrative that can function as a springboard for deeper research, even if you ultimately accept only part of its thesis. If you would like to support Ken McCarthy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.